Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Kids all over love this time of year, what with the presents, the holidays, the cookies. It's all dreamland. And one of the perennial props for this time of year is a project that you can take on with your kids. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, nothing says winter holidays like a gingerbread house.
I know. And this show probably shouldn't be on Radio Kitchen. It should be on, like, Construction Central or something. I mean, honestly, short of buying a kit, you know, making a gingerbread house is something that it's a big undertaking. But it's fun. And I think it's fun to do with the kids for sure. I mean, I think there's two crucial parts is actually the house, which requires, honestly, plans. Mm-hmm. I mean, you need some sort of structural plans to get this house together. And there are a lot of diagrams and things that you can download from the internet that mm-hmm. will give you sort of the idea of how to build this house. I mean, obviously, you're going to bake in a sheet tray gingerbread, mm-hmm. not a challenging recipe. I mean, we'll throw one on the website for you.
Yeah.
But as it comes out of the oven, you need to cut the parts out. I mean, you need four sides, you know, two pieces of roof, and they need to be all measured out and done well. And depending on how elaborate you get, a chimney, some shutters on the windows, you know, but whatever. But so I think the first thing is to go on the internet and find a stencil, you know, a diagram right. that will help right. you cut this out. And all you really do is basically bake a sheet tray, a very flat sort of half inch thick thing of gingerbread. And then as it comes out warm, just cut them based on the plans and let those pieces cool down. And that's the biggest first part.
Will the gingerbread be firm enough to do this?
Once it cools down, as it comes out of the oven, it's quite pliable.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's important so that you can take, you know, a knife and, you know, what we usually do is take these things and cut them out in pieces of paper mm-hmm. and then lay them on this hot cookie and cut it with a knife all around your stencil mm-hmm. and let it cool. And then therefore you have this pieces that will build this home.
Now what's going to hold it together?
It's this thing called royal icing, and it's, it's a sort of a meringue-esque. It's whipped egg whites and sugar. But I will tell you, it's probably easier to buy it than to make it. You can buy it in tubs. You can buy it in pastry bags. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's going to be one of the crucial tools for this project is a pastry bag. Mm-hmm. You need something. I mean, if you're a home builder, the pastry bag is equivalent to a caulk gun.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I mean, exactly.
Because what we're going to do is draw thin beads of this royal icing on each of the sides to hold it together.
Uh-huh.
And quite frankly, an extra pair of hands in this project is not a bad idea
yeah.
because what you need to do is one at a time, draw thin beads of this royal icing on each side where it's going to touch the other side and sort of hold it together till it dries. And building the four sides of the house is crucial, and letting that get very solid before you then try to glue the roof on.
Let me ask you about decorating, putting all the little windows and
turn. You could buy $100,000 worth of little candies and with royal icing, dab it everywhere and put anything you want. I mean, it is really a cool thing to watch children and adults get their sort of creative side out and start to decorate a gingerbread house.
Build first, then decorate.
Yeah, build this house and actually do the day before you decorate.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you decorate, you're going to be sort of jiggling things and you want this house to be solid and dried up before you start to decorate.
So it's a two-day project, but it's a great one to get the kids involved.
Totally.
And like you say, the recipe is very easy. If they can build model planes, they can build a gingerbread house.
Yeah, and it's fun. And it's lovely to see what they come up with.
We're going to put the ideas on the website so you can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.